K-Bear 101, Utah's rock station, Mick and Al on the Freak Show. We've been teasing it all weekend, telling you about a special concert announcement at 4 o'clock, and 4 o'clock has arrived. In March of 1986, a new radio station came on in Utah. It's called letters KBER. From that day until today, 30 years, K-Bear has been rocking Utah. A lot of radio stations have come and gone, but K-Bear remained true to its rock roots. And this year, we're celebrating 30 years of rocking Utah. And in celebration, we're going to be bringing you some great concerts and other birthday celebrations. And we get started with talking about the Bear Fest that's coming up. Jot it down, July 9th. And to talk about it, from a band that will be performing at this Bear Fest.
Who's playing? Come on!
And been also celebrating 30 years of rocking. Want to introduce Mr. Brett Michaels from the band Poison. Brett, how you doing, bud?
I'm awesome, my friends. How are you doing? I'm really, really excited to come back for the 30th anniversary Bear Fest. It will be a party, a shindig of biblical proportions.
Yes, it will be.
It's going to be one humdinger of a party.
One humdinger.
Well, I'll be dinging. I don't know who's going to be humming.
We'll all do the dinging. We'll wait and see.
Now,
we have to have yin and yang, though, right? You're going to have some humming and some dinging going.
Exactly. Neither works without the other.
Now, if you look at a calendar, you'll see July 9th is a Saturday. We picked a Saturday because this one's going to take all day to do.
All day.
Brett, we appreciate you sharing your 30 years of rocking with K-Bear 30 years of rocking, and going to do this one together.
You know it. We are going to have. We've been talking about this for a little while, and I got to tell you something. It's for me. I'm beyond excited, and we're going to make it not just a celebration, but make it about the fans. I know we had talked about bringing people on stage to sing with us, and make this a party. All the bands that are joining us are unbelievably great bands, and like I said, I want to make it one of those days that just everyone comes out, they party the way that they rock. Concert summer celebration supposed to be with you guys and your 30 years, my 30 years of getting to do this. And like I said, the fact that I can play all the Poison hits and bringing the pyro, the cryo, we're going to make a show out of this thing and also make the fans feel like they've had one hell of a party.
And you know, you bring up the fans, and this is exactly what this one's all about, is for the listeners of K-Bear Radio, of Poison. And we're going to bring some other bands. Who are you going to bring with you, Brett?
I'm going to tell you right now, these are all buddies I've toured with, partied with, hung out with. We got Dokken. We got Rat. We got Warrant. We got Lita Ford. We got so many awesome people. It's amazing. It's going to be great.
Can we add a local band to this, too?
Yeah, absolutely. We asked for that.
Yeah, let's do that then, for sure. Let's get who wants to open up Bear Fest this year?
Oh, man, this could be fun.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of humdingers,
we're bringing local bands on, and all of them at the end of the night. You know, I'm only saying this on my wish list. I do this in all my concerts when we do. We're doing a bunch of these festivals this summer, but this one is, besides being awesome, what I would love to do is be able to bring out all at least a couple of the performers from each of the bands, including the local bands, at the end of the night, yourself, some fans, and just pick a nothing but a good time and just go out big on it at the end of the night. And the pyro, the cryo, the fog, the thing, but more than anything, just a celebration that we just go out big and let everyone come up and sing and make a party out of it.
Wow, that'd be awesome.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Like the all-star
jam. You know what
would
be killer to do is to be able to go through the audience the way they used to do stuff where you just pick people out of the crowd. You say, these people have been rocking hard all day. They're coming with us. Come on. A couple backstage passes. You bring them back and jump on stage and let them sing.
Let's do it, man. That sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like, you know, the way a party should be.
Yes.
And this is going to be
that
kind of party.
You're going to need Sunday for recovering.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. Well, Brett, looking forward to it. Let's give away a pair of tickets right now also.
Can we do this?
Yeah. Let's give away the first pair of tickets to Bear Fest right now.
It's like that movie Polar Express. The first gift of Bear Fest.
That's what I was just thinking. And I thought, let me take it up a notch. Can we take it up a notch for the first pair?
Yeah.
Just technically the first pair.
Okay.
The work given.
Yeah.
This is the first
Let's
pair.
Let's take it up a notch. Let's throw two backstage passes in to meet with me. I get to meet them before the show.
Are you serious?
Okay.
We got to do it.
All right.
That's
first.
What this is about. It's a celebration.
Okay. So two tickets, a pair of tickets, and two backstage passes for Bear Fest 30 for 2016. And let's take caller 30 right now.
Look at you.
Let's take caller number 30.
Jimbo's looking at you like, thanks a lot, man.
Hey, I love you guys. Thank you for all the great years of music. And like I said, this is going to be one of those parties for three generations of fans just coming out to have a great time and the way it should be.
Right on, Brad. And thank you for being a part of 30 years of making this radio station what it is.
You know it. You know it. Thank you for having me on.
And Brett Michaels, we'll see you July 9th, USANA Amphitheater, with special guests Rat, Warrant, Dawkin, Lita Ford.
Wow.
Local bands.
And who knows what else? I mean, we've got a few months till then. We could add more.
Yeah, we could. July 9th.
It could get crazy.
It's Bear Fest. 30 years thanking you for listening to us.
In the spring of 1986, the Rock.